Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hanna Alkotot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Data from February to March shows that unemployment in Hungary has further decreased and employment, in turn, is on the rise. In addition, 73,000 more people have jobs, while the number of public workers hasn't grown, meaning that these workers found their place in the private sector. Women's employment rates have also surged.
This small factory in Székesfehérvár is producing cables. They manufacture 300 different products, and the employees working here are mostly women. According to the newest survey from the Central Statistical Office, the employment rate of women stands at 57%. This is the highest it's ever been since 1992, when they first started recording data on the subject. This rate may further grow thanks to the extension of the extra maternity leave program. Starting from January 1st, 2016, the system will be further expanded to apply to mothers who go back to work with children smaller than 1 year old. They'll still be entitled to the maternity leave aid, said the state secretary. According to statistics, employment rates have also improved overall by 73,000 between April and February, meaning that 4,141,000 are currently employed. In the meantime, unemployment has further decreased down to 7.6%. In the examined period, the number of unemployed declined by 19,000 compared to the same term a year earlier. New jobs were created mainly in the manufacturing industry, the building industry, and agriculture. The Ministry of National Economy expects that if the economy growth hikes above 3%, then employment may further increase, primarily in the private sector. About 60-70,000 new jobs are created in the private sector, and we hope that we will be able to keep up with the tendency next year. If that happens, we can say that public employment will be driven most by the private sector, just like we can see from mid-2013, said the state secretary. Three construction industry companies signed a contract on Thursday, agreeing to build two new factories in Hungary. The greenfield investment will cost almost 8 billion forints, about 25 million euros. The first factory to be built in the first quarter of 2016 will manufacture steel sheets for walls and roofing. The second factory that will be built a year later will fabricate sandwich panels. The investment will create more than 100 new jobs. At first, we were thinking about around 150 people, some of them engineers who work on structural planning and manufacturing, the rest for administration and factory workers, coordinators. Further on, if we develop in sales, we will naturally expand our production, meaning that the staff will grow in numbers, said the managing director. With the two new factories, investments will also increase after that drop in the first quarter this year. The Central Statistical Office recorded a 4.5% decline compared to the same quarter last year. According to data, the halt was largest in mechanical engineering and shipping. The decrease in investments was mostly due to the state investments, while the private sector stalled but didn't drop. A similar tendency was seen in the manufacturing industry, but no decrease was seen here either. Rather a very small increase, but nothing serious. I think that as the effect of the state investments will naturally wear off next year, the government will do everything it can to make sure road and railway reconstruction will once again increase, said the expert. According to analysts, corporate investments may also rise in the future. The government is planning to put together a program for the support of large companies that will make it prosperous for Hungarian companies to invest.
According to the left-wing socialist party, MSB, during Fidesz's five-year governance, it increased the number of public workers by 400%, thus pulling hundreds of thousands of people out of unemployment registry artificially. The Hungarian government still rejects the EU's quota system for immigrants. The European Commission officially announced yesterday that the previously mentioned 300 immigrants that Hungary would have to take in will increase by 800. But Hungarian analysts say this number will most probably further increase. The government called the obligatory quotas unpredictable, unplannable, and non-transparent.
These African migrants undertake the desert roads, even risking their lives to reach Europe. They can hardly fit in this jeep. Many of them die on the road without food and water. This 16-year-old boy says that each day is a nightmare. The road is very scary, but I try to keep my spirits up because I want to stay alive. I have to be brave, he said. Most of the 270,000 immigrants arriving to Europe ended up in Italy or Greece this year. Of them, according to the European Commission's new proposal, 60,000 should be distributed among the member states. These people are those who are recognized as political refugees by the United Nations. The rest, economic immigrants, will be sent home, according to the plans. Most member states receive the idea of obligatory EU quotas with disapproval. Along with Great Britain and France, the Hungarian government has signaled multiple times that Hungary would like to make its own decisions about who to accept into the country. Head of the Prime Minister's office said that the proposed quota system is unacceptable for Hungary. The Commission's work so far on the subject is unpredictable, unplannable, and non-transparent. Please remember that 3 weeks ago, 300 was the number of immigrants and refugees that Hungary would have to accept. And now, a few days ago, the Commission mentioned 1,100 people, said the minister. An analysis of the Center for Fundamental Rights says that this number could further increase and become much greater. The number could multiply, and the Commission's latest proposition shows that they're no longer talking about 307 people, but at least 1,100 or 1,200, and only in regards to Greece and Italy. Migrational pressure has increased so much in the past years that this number will surely grow in the upcoming years, said the leading analyst. Miklós Szántó added that the situation is further worsened because the European Commission's proposition only calculates with people entitled to international protection. While the quota system currently distributes 60,000 immigrants, according to a few estimates, the actual number of illegal border crossers still residing in Europe could be millions. Leaders of the EU member states agree that the era has to come to an end.
The creating team of Son of Saul, the Hungarian movie that won the Grand Prix in Cannes, has arrived back home. László Nemes Jeles, the first-time director, said he wouldn't like to stay in the spotlight. He finds it more important that people talk about the film.
The creators of Son of Saul appeared in front of the Hungarian press for the first time after the film's success at the Cannes Film Festival. I don't want to get in the center of attention. The most important is that the people talk about the film. That was my purpose, said the writer and director of the film. He added he wanted to make a movie about the Sonderkommando in Auschwitz for years. I wanted to make a film about the Sonderkommando in the midst of hell. I thought there is something to say about the annihilation of Jews from a filmmaker's point of view, said Nemes Jeles. The co-writer of the film, who is an expert of the interwar period's Hungarian literature, knew instantly that this topic has to be made into a movie. He came to me with a simple sentence, and when I heard this sentence, I told him, "This film has to be made," said the co-writer. According to Géza Rőrig Plieg, the main character of the film, this is not a usual Holocaust movie. It doesn't resemble to previous concentration camp films. People often ask whether it is a Holocaust movie or not. And of course, it is a Holocaust film, but it's not just that, because identity is a piece of cloth, it's not the skin. One cannot live without the skin, but one can live without clothes. The movie is about the last 1.5 days of Saul Auslander, an imaginary member of the Sonderkommando. The film received 4 awards at the Cannes Film Festival, including the Grand Prix. The distribution rights was bought by Sony Pictures Classics, which considers the movie as an Academy Award favorite.
That was all for today from our team here at N1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night and every night. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.